Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show. The theme is Human Services Needs the Military Budget, which is, of course, an understatement. So we'll deal with that. We'll deal with the current state of social services. And also, it's two birthdays that we're going to celebrate with a couple of tracks as well. The first is the birthday of the co-founder of the Black Panther Party, the real one, not the wannabe come latelys, Bobby Seale, whom the Reverend had the tremendous pleasure of meeting and who is still alive. And today is also the birthday of the late Dr. Timothy Leary, the subject of a new legitimate biography entitled I Have America Surrounded, which was a welcome contrast to a bogus tabloid mega bio from around a year ago. And so we're going to play a Timothy Leary track in this first set, and we'll play a track by Michael Franti and Spearhead for Bobby Seale. But just before that, we're going to start with two short tracks by the late Jeffrey Frederick. And if you've been at ReverendBookburn.com in the last couple of weeks, you probably noticed a couple of music links relating to Jeffrey Fredericks and his music, and we're going to play some of his tracks, two of them, for the first time. One seemed to be a kind of a prophetic, futuristic prediction of Limp Dick Rush Limbaugh, entitled Penile Malfunction, and let's begin that. And then the birthday tunes. This is Jeffrey Frederick, penile malfunction. Lord, make this machine work. All right, fuck the CD player. Let's use the one that we know will work. And not fuck with the other one. All right, Jeffrey Fredericks.
I have a penal malfunction. It's bothering me. Lord, I cannot screw and I can barely take a pee. Oh, mischievous penis, why are you plaguing me? Take the problem out of my crotch and get it somewhere neath my knees. I'm somewhere out. Disobedient blood vessel, why in heaven are you giving me hell? Take the problem out of my crotch and get it somewhere beneath my knees or somewhere else. Another novelty. I see by your face, you're a basket case. Come and dance the paraplegic walls. Put your prosthesis in mine, let our limbs entwine as we dance the paraplegic walls. Paraplegic walls. Your kneecaps are plastic and your hip sockets false. Put that prosthesis in mine, let our limbs entwine as we dance the paraplegic walls. Dance, dance the paraplegic walls. Put your prosthesis in mine, let our limbs entwine as we dance the paraplegic walls.
That's another novelty song, see?
New world smoke and the new world burns. New world's joke and the new world's dead. Can't stop.
What's your trick at?
Each person dies in their very individual, singular way. The key is, I'm not going to do it by myself. I always say, with a friend, with a friend. That's the key. Should be. Who are we?
Okay, Lord, it's time for us to play a special tune. A tune that goes back to the origins of corporate welfare. While limp dicks like Rush Limbaugh whine about welfare mothers and people who collect entitlement benefits, tax dollars by the billions were issued in free handouts, a legacy of one of the most insane people in history, Ronald Reagan. And at the time of the bailout of Chrysler Corporation, an unprecedented act of corporate welfare, Tom Paxton wrote the following song entitled, I Am Changing My Name to Chrysler.
Would you welcome Mr. Tom Paxton?
Thank you very much.
Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't get ahead of lettuce. No, the economic forecast isn't right. But amidst the clouds, I spot a shining ray. I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand $1 million out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. When my creditors come screaming for their dough, I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go. They won't have to scream and holler, they'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they must do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's a liberal education. Aren't you kind of glad that I'm in debt to you? And I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand $1 million out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of the slime, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb, lenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is an awful crime. It's been that way a millennium or two, Now it seems there is a different point of view. If you're a corporate titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand $1 million out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, I'll get mine. Oh, when they hand $1 million out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine.
Let's see who beats the president.
Osama bin Laden is a prime suspect.
Why?
So I don't know who he is. Or, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him.
Where?
I want him, hell, I want justice. Dead or alive.
Why? Where?
It's about to send aids and protects terrorists.
Why?
Including members of Al-Qaeda.
Where?
I know I didn't say, but there was a direct connection between September the 11th. Saddam Hussein.
Where?
War is my last choice. We're gonna smoke them out. Bring them on.
Where?
You think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place? The wiretap requires a court order.
Where?
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction,
where?
And it is true.
Okay, you heard the proletariat doing "Religion is the Opium of the Masses." Before that, Neil Young did "Let's Impeach the President." Tom Paxton did "I Am Changing My Name to Chrysler." Planet Gong did "Opium for the People." Timothy Leary did "Why Not, Why Not, Why Not." And for the other birthday boy, Bobby Seale, we played Michael Franti and Spearhead doing "We Don't Stop" from the Peace Not War compilation, Volume 2. And we started off with two tracks by Jeffrey Frederick entitled "Penile Malfunction," which went out to Rush Limbaugh and Pharmacy Joe the Limp Dick and Mr. Martin. And after "Penile Malfunction," you heard "Paraplegic Waltz." This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called "The Reverend Is In." It's on live on Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org. Updates always, and scheduling and announced themes at ReverendBookburn.com. Updated yesterday. Reverend Bookburn shows and shows by Pastor Rex Catt of Flock with No Shepherd is available 24/7 for free at Radio for All, Radio Numeral for All .net. You gotta click on browse and find a show, either a show from either one of us, and then click on the name and get a list of the shows from either radio person. And we'll have some material to cover besides the theme, and then we'll just get right into it. The first is that, according to Reverend Ivan Stang of the Church of the Subgenius and Pastor Rex Catt, brilliant person and writer and inspirer of Paul Krasner and many others, named Robert Anton Wilson, is said to be in a critical state of health. And so we want to send healing and miracle vibes in his direction. If I get more information, we'll put it up at ReverendBookburn.com. And hopefully he is okay and going to get through all of this shit. And let's see. A new movie resource, thanks to Lord Jesus, is at isohunt.com. And he didn't find the priority stuff on the want list, but found some good titles. The want list is newly updated at ReverendBookburn.com near the top of the right margin. And there are rewards aplenty for finding stuff in the priority section of the Reverend's want list. What did we see this week? We saw, or in the last couple of weeks, since I've been off for so long, we saw the trial of Henry Kissinger, which is recommended. We saw The Beat, which had Kiefer Sutherland and different actors portraying William S. Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg when they were very young. Courtney Love played the wife of William S. Burroughs. We saw a film about a woman in England who helped women get abortions long before it was legal, and a really good movie called Vera Drake. We saw a movie that was the most boring movie in the world about young Mother Teresa called Therese, which was a total yawner. We thought it was going to get exciting. We thought we were going to get to see her testify on behalf of Charles Keating from the savings and loan scam he was in with Neil Bush in the 80s, ripped off the American people for like billions of dollars, government tax dollar bailout, probably bigger criminals than any combined million or 2 million the small-time criminals. And we didn't get to see her kissing Charles Keating's ass after benefiting from him financially or any of that kind of stuff. But we just saw a lot of boredom. We saw And Justice for All, which is always fun. And, of course, one of the movies about, like, global warming and disaster due to environmental oozing by the Bush regime, mostly called The Day After Tomorrow. And I would really like some of these holy cultists to sit through the Day After Tomorrow, watch the effects of eco death, and then at the end of the movie, continue to sit there and say something retarded, like they always say, like, well, what about the gays wanting to get married? Or what about the welfare mothers? Or the immigrants? Or any other idiotic thing that they say all the time. Anyway, the Day After Tomorrow is highly recommended. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgender or kink communities outside or across the street from transgendered outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback, input to the forthcoming themed shows, or to announce your birthday, request a wedding on the Reverend is in, or an exorcism, or a reverse exorcism, and there is a request for one, or for any reason except to send spam, unless it's that hilarious Jesus spam the Reverend continues to get 4 years later, or, of course, to send what the Reverend loves, good cartoons, right to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. war criminal corporate hoe Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. All right, we have some Reverend Bookburn prayers coming up, but I'm going to wait for that. And what else? Movies, news, Robert Anton Wilson, and all the Mark Foley stuff, and all the links I was going to give. Fortunately, I still have that website. I don't know how long I'm going to have it, but ReverendBookburn.com has all the links in the blogs. Don't click anything with sound while the show is on, so you don't screw up the stream. We are off next week, so no show next Sunday night. Returning in 2 weeks on November 5th, and again, that'll be updated at ReverendBookburn.com. So next show, November 5th. Tonight, the theme is Human Services Needs the Military Budget. Now, the Reverend is hearing voices saying, but Reverend Bookburn, we need to spend trillions of dollars on the Star Wars program and nuclear bombs and implements of destruction and military apparatus. They've been cutting. That is one of the most spectacular myths of all time. That is la grande bullshit. That's bigger bullshit than a conservative, Puritan posturing, Republican, morals preaching, family values person saying, no, I never cheat. I wouldn't think of it. It is bigger bullshit than Rush Limbaugh saying, I check facts before I assert them in public on the air. It's even bigger bullshit than Fox News. It is the ultimate bullshit. Short of, like, Santa Claus, God, and the Warren Commission report on the John F. Kennedy assassination. It's up there in the ultimate bullshit category. Okay. Billions upon billions of dollars annually spent in military contracts. It's not about defense. In fact, it's beyond offense. It is overkill. So it's like saying there's 10 of us on an island, and somehow at the other end of the island, there is a system of commerce, and we could spend this $100 for survival. We could buy a couple of coconuts, whatever, but we're going to give $95 to the one asshole in our maroon team who just wants to put it in his pocket and save it until he gets off the island and not cooperate and not be functioning with the rest of the community, the village, the tribe, whatever you want to call it. The other $5 will have to go towards survival. It is overkill. It is billions. It is corruption that defies description. It's keeping old money in the same house, the same contracts, the same people who are in the in club. That's why it costs $5,000 for a fucking hammer, because the same people benefit. And while working people see harder and harder times, and while social services continue to plummet downwards, and the people they serve even further, the wheels of corruption, the machine of corruption continues. The Star Wars program alone is a $1 trillion commitment. Renewed nuclear industry is mega billions. And now the pie has expanded. You can be in the in club if you are a far right wing Christian supremacist that wants to accept money for faith-based programs like anti-abortion fake clinics that are called pregnancy care centers, or abstinent preaching, except when you're out fucking around behind your spouse's back, or even worse, impersonating Mark Foley or the priests or Michael Jackson and turning into a total monster thanks to your own repression and abusing children. The faith-based providers, the recipients of corporate welfare, the war on drugs, and of course the military contracts. So when we say human services needs the military budget, we're not saying give all of the hundreds of billions of overkill spending to social services, because even that is not necessary. And I don't believe I'm going to be paraphrasing Ben and Jerry's of the ice cream company fame, but when they had their 1% for peace campaign, they drove the points home. They said cutting off 1% of the military overkill budget, 1%, not even putting a dent, even if you did believe in the hilarious myths about the necessity of overkill defense, 1% would fund throughout America tens of thousands of abuse shelters, tens of thousands of facilities for seniors, tens of thousands of shelters for the homeless, tens of thousands of child care facilities, tens of thousands of kitchens and food providers, And on down the list, it's an extensive list, inclusive of healthcare, inclusive of pretty much the gamut of human need that is that has long been and is now even worse so neglected, criminally neglected. This is 1%, and that doesn't mean one of the things listed. It means all of those things listed. Tens of thousands of new facilities of the entire fucking list. And that's for just 1%. The Reverend would cut as much as 20% and really fund everything and say fuck Halliburton profits and the other war profiteers and the oil companies and start meeting human needs. They can bash Hugo Chavez in Venezuela till they're red in the face or look like Rush Limbaugh's member after he overdoses on Viagra, but who else in this entire hemisphere is actually saying seriously, let's meet human needs? Let's or take steps at least in that direction. So, is it likely to happen? There's no such thing as crystal balls, not even in Russia's sack. There's no such thing as crystal balls. It's not about predicting, it's not about praying, it's not about speculation or any kind of inaction. It is about fighting for it. You're not going to see that from the social work profession. You're not going to see it from the mental health profession or the drug recovery profession because they don't fight for their people. A lot of them are these abusive and or faith-based or delusional higher power programs from the 12-step monopoly, or they're just plain burned out people with compassion fatigue and do not fight for their people. So we're calling on all people to be cognizant of what is necessary and then nudging things in that direction. Even if that means, due to one's personal limitations, the spreading of information. So, what you can do is turn your friends onto the human services related links at ReverendBookburn.com. If this show recorded properly and ends up at Radio for All, send people to that, and the link will be updated within a week. And say, it's not enough to say that the Bush regime is collapsing thanks to the Foley Gate and Abramoff and all the other scandals and the war. It's not enough to say they're going down, figuratively and probably literally, because change has rarely happened and change is barely being advocated by a group of spineless, ballless, eggless people called the Democrats. The Democrats are, of course, Bush Light. It's time to say we don't want the fall of the Bush regime to result in Bush Light. We want human needs met. And that begins by demanding it. Disseminating information, being informed, informing others, and demanding it. And saying, our world needs to be a world where people do not starve, go without homes, get stuck in sweatshops, become slaves for corporate America, whether in America or in other countries, or having their needs not met. Not having health care, not having adequate futures awaiting them. Alright, definitely talked out, head is spinning, ready to play some more tunes. So, check out ReverendBookburn.com, and let's see what's coming up. We'll play Dar Williams. We'll play Spoken Word track by Lydia Lunch. And since we're off next week, remember, we're off one week and then returning in 2 weeks, we'll play some of the Halloween stuff since we usually do a good Halloween show. And we'll play some Spoken Word by Lydia Lunch for the first time in a while. First, this is Dar Williams playing a song that came from the bonus CD that came with the DVD copy of the documentary about Amsterdam entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. This is Dar Williams doing Play the Greed. Lord, make the CD player work.
From a pale face on a paper dollar, and I bet you got a few bucks in your hip wallet, so throw a tiny wrench in the fiber optic wires. Morals are cheap and you can be the buyers. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Oh, everybody says it can't happen here. Everybody says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Hell, things change and they all take credit. So ask why there's only 40 songs on a station. Ask your cafe about their coffee's plantation. Why is it Arizona hasn't gone solar? And tell your print shop that hemp grows faster. And it doesn't mean a backroom clear-cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand. And you can play the greed right into your hands. Oh, smiling man says it can't happen here. Channel 4 says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Pennies and do your battle. A chairman will start quoting Chief Seattle and put little tree frogs on their letterhead. Cause the market resists and the market absorbs with a five-pointed leaf on the cover of Forbes. Yeah, the very same people turn valleys to dams. Yeah, these are the ones that drain prairies to sand. And they just assume you didn't know this land is your land. But we can play the world back to our hands. Oh, Malcolm's gonna say it can't happen here. Rupert's gonna say it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Hell, things change and they'll always take the credit.
Give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
Yeah,
remix,
yeah,
remix,
yeah,
remix.
Yeah, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But you gotta let me know what's your fantasy. You know what I need? Somebody who can come and lick the clip. And a nigga who ain't thinking about a 20 LP and and I make me wanna get my shit. We can go from a fly ass jetta to a coupe de ville, hotel, tally ho, or the Beverly Hill. A real nigga, not the regular meal. So come and spank me and make me shoot the kid from the kitchen.
You can move me
to the jacuzzi
and out the booty.
Come and do your duty. Me and Fat Dick Ludacris making us a movie. Got naked in the bed of cash, make the stuff stutter when I bare my ass.
Yeah, baby, move back, she a thing of the past.
Cause I'm a bad bitch and I'm off the glass. Having sex and Lil Jess, Menage a trois. Getting bugged wild no matter where we are. Any 500 in the back of the car. In the dark ass cut on the back of the bar. Never walk, never ever wanna leave. Work for me like the league overseas. I want a man to fulfill my needs. Keep my body trembling in the back of my knees.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. I wanna do it where your girl gon' see it, if mad at me. I want a nigga that'll grab the weave and turn my eyes Chinese. Tell me, baby, can you handle me? I wanna do it all in your mouth. Then I pull the ass out, make it bounce till you pass out. Or we can cut up in the grass and get the neighbors a flag. Can you tell me who the bad motherfucker now? Said it won't take a nigga back to the crib. And I wanna do all the things that I never did. Like a boner, top of the projects getting head. Or you can find me in a drop on dubs in a candy red. I like a nigga when he face down, mouth wide, polo down with them blades on the ride, keeping the pound with them K's on the side. But it's okay, you won't work something tonight. Get on your knees and I'll show you what's my fantasy. Like up in the coupe, tell your bitch she ain't gotta be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta what's your
favorite? You gotta lick me from my ass to my clit. And you gotta suck the pussy while I sit on your dick. And I wanna talk some shit while I feel it get stiff. And rub a glove up on my tits while I let that nut on your lips. Nigga.
I'm a BK bitch, let her ride dick, ass in his face, cock spread out. Nigga uptown, nigga down south, say no shit. Hooks in his mouth, FOX, call me rough sex. Guess when a bitch get right on the X. Get it hooked right on X. Fuck him, check, right to the neck. Bitches go right, Fox, right to the left. They can't fuck, burning his chest. 36 D's, proud on the breast. Fast, but I'm home, not on his breath. Four. How you think a bitch got my rep? 3 mil, still BK to the depth. Still don't give a fuck, still post naked. Still specializing, hit niggas' faces. Pop magnums by the cases, X5. Bitch, still spend big faces, big crown, brown, whole first places. You know what you can do, nigga? You can lick me from my ass to my clit. Ever rub a dub up on my tips, let that nut on your lip.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy to see.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed so good, I wanna leave, but I gotta
nip, no, what's your back to see? I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta nip, no, what's your back to see?
Women and children first. Women and children first. Women and children are the first casualties of war. And the war is never over. The war is never ending. The war is just an orgy of blood and guts masterminded by testosterone-fueled dirty old men who, in order to pump up that last fading trickle of their waning sexuality, get off on raping the entire fucking planet. War is just menstrual envy. You know, if men bled every month as much as I do, and please just grant me 5 minutes alone in the White House, maybe they wouldn't have such incredible bloodlust. Did you ever notice that when you turn on the TV to get your daily update from the cradle of civilization, that they never show the women or the children. They never show the women and the children starving to death, living on dry grass and sand, widows and orphans marching to the border, any border. Did you ever notice that a woman has never started a world war? Is that because we're still so busy playing the victim or expending so much energy trying not to become one, waging our own preposterous battle of the sexes, that we just don't have the energy to go out and blow up the fucking killing fields? Did you ever notice that a woman has never stopped a world war either? Is that because we still don't have enough ammunition, ladies? Maybe we needed to go into Afghanistan and Iraq and arm the fucking women. Gun drops alongside the rice and Pop-Tarts. Oh, closer, my God, to thee. Closer, my God, to thee. Hundreds of thousands of young virile men, their fist raised in the air, waving Uzis, dressed in the spitting image of their god, the gods of war. Simulcast by satellite on the nightly news to fear and fawn over. Holy war. Holy war. Bull fucking shit. Every war is a holy war. Every war is about one of three things: God, land, or oil. And I think it's time that we got rid of God. I think it's time we got rid of God because God was the first cop. God was the first cock. God was the first big dick, low life, no good motherfucker that condemned us to this life sentence in the first place. It was God that condemned us to war. God gave us war, the gods of war, and man playing God will do what God has done. He will destroy, he will mutilate, he will terrorize, he will penalize, and he will punish the earth. Now maybe if we outlawed God, maybe if we got back to the goddess. You know what the goddess said? You know what Durga said? Durga said, cut off your own fucking head. Durga said, cut off your own fucking head. You want to go on a suicide mission? Then go on a suicide mission. Buy a one-way ticket for one person and leave the women out of it. Leave the children out of it. And leave the innocent male civilians out of it. Now, if Bush wants to take out Saddam, maybe I could suggest a celebrity death match. Mano a mano, one-on-one, man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat. Don King can promote it. We could televise it on pay-per-view at $30 a pop, wipe out the national debt, and Junior will finally get the ass kicking he should have been given after his third DUI. They call themselves freedom fighters. We call ourselves freedom fighters. But they're not fighting for the freedom of their women or children, and neither is America. Oh yeah, freedom and liberty for all, the good fight. Might makes right, good cop versus evil doers. You want evil? You want evil? Then look no further than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And how the hell did they miss that target anyway? It's a White House. America is the ultimate terrorist. We've killed more than 8 million civilians since World War II. We're the bullies of the planet. Where we sticking our nose in everybody else's business, but only when there's something for us to gain. Which is why we let Milosevic get away with it for so long, killing tens and thousands of his own people. No cash cow there. They haven't figured out a way how to turn corpses into fuel yet. But when they do, watch out, because then the killing has only just begun. We pride ourselves on force-feeding the rest of the world the hypocrisy of democracy, preaching human rights, while 33 million people in the United States live in abject poverty. Another 32% of the U.S. population live hand-to-mouth, month-to-month, while working 40 hours a week for $6 an hour. There are 600,000 people left homeless every night.
And that's just a head count of the lucky ones being warehoused in shelters. 200,000 of them in Texas alone. Why do you think Bush left the goddamn state? 40% of men made homeless have served in the armed forces. Yeah, risk your life to serve this country, and you just might score a warm bed and a bologna sandwich down at the Salvation Army. Oh yeah, freedom and liberty for all, if you can fucking afford it. But not for the over 2 million people incarcerated in the United States right now. Oh yeah, we're number one. We're number one. More prisoners than Russia or China. And most of them on petty drug charges. You know, they must assume that we are all on drugs. That we're all so stoned that we'll just turn a blind eye to the fact that the presidential election was a fucking hoax. And now we're all forced to suffer the sins of the father, the sins of the father, that fucker, who used the CIA to seduce, arm, and train terrorists like Noriega, Saddam Hussein, Idi Amin, Bin Laden, sucking up to them as long as they did our dirty work, turning the poppy fields into the killing fields. And Bush, being Bush, was stupid enough to give the Taliban $243 million in 2001. Like paying off the drug pusher. Ever got rid of the drug problem. Ever ended the drug war. And what the fuck does that mean, the drug war? Another farce played out behind our backs, meant to steal a little bit more of our freedom and liberty. Shit. The billions wasted every year on the drug war could ensure that we were all higher than Kingdom Come, just like W's drunken daughter and junkie niece who got 10 days added on to her sentence for sneaking crack cocaine into her country club rehab center. Now, if she would have been the average African-American man, woman, or child, she would have gotten another 10 years in state prison added on to her sentence, not 10 fucking days. You'd think that having an alcoholic ex-coke freaking father like Georgie Boy, that he'd have a little bit more leniency. But old W, Daddy Warbucks, is not satisfied just punishing his own sons by locking millions of them up in their rooms in the big house. Three strikes, you're out. Hey, that's a California initiative. Life without parole. But his megalomaniacal father complex ensures that he sees fit to torture the sons and daughters of families from Cuba to Kuwait, since the sons of terrorists must be terrorists too, and at least there he lives up to his own perverted theory, because the guilty are always suspicious. And the real terrorists are the cops among us. The FBI, the CIA, the secret police, Scotland Yard, the DEA, the ATF, the WTO. Those are the ones who are waging the real wars every single day. Wars against our freedoms, our liberties, and our privacy. Yeah. Mail is being x-rayed. Phones are tapped. The internet is not secure. There's surveillance cameras in every school, supermarket, liquor store, bodega, burger joint, bank, and coming soon to every street corner and dashboard near you. And I don't know about you, but I know they got my date of birth, expected date of death, passport number, social security number, and bank accounts all hooked up to a central database. There's spy cameras in outer space. They got my DNA on file, thanks to my dentist. My medical records are in review, thanks to the extortionist in the American Medical Association who won't drop their exorbitant fees in order to assure affordable health care, because in America, life is cheap, but death is free. And if you get sick because the food is genetically modified, the meat isn't inspected, the air is polluted, the water is contaminated, the chemtrails are proliferating, cancer is a curse on all of us, and the doctors are fucking crooks, well, don't say I didn't warn you. $1 billion a month to keep 9,000 troops in Afghanistan, rebuilding the infrastructure that we destroyed. While in the good old USA, unemployment soars, community health clinics close, schools collapse, welfare is abolished, the minimum wage stagnates, fear and panic run rampant, the real issues are avoided, and I'm losing my fucking mind, man! which cannot even configure how many trillions of tax dollars are going to be wasted painting the desert red with the blood of innocent men, women, and children because our recently elected fascist dictator feels the need to settle a beef his daddy didn't by sending 250,000 troops on a wild goose chase to catch a fox that never sleeps in the same fucking bed twice. And we still haven't found Bin Laden. We were real fucking smart about smoking him out, huh? Shit. We can't even find the vice president. And never a more appropriate moniker for that oil-grubbing, money-laundering, invisible racketeer who's probably so embarrassed by the Bush baby's flagrant idiocy that he's all but disappeared, holed up inside his man-made underground bunker, shuffling stocks, buying and trading bonds, and stockpiling so much loot that he'll be able to buy himself another planet once they succeed in blowing this one up. Hell, we've got 22,369 nuclear warheads in this country alone. Why should we be worried about North Korea with their 3 or 4 measly nuclear bombs? Yeah. Little girl, big mouth, and not enough nukes of my own to make enough noise to rattle the deaf, dumb, and blind in D.C. that won't even acknowledge the fact that we've alienated the entire rest of the fucking world. No one wants in on the war whore's evil orgy. This preposterous, imperialist, blood-for-oil charade that will assure that the Texas fuel barons make out like the bandits they are, as we're stuck at the Exxon station holding gas pumps in our fists like big, limp dicks that we pay out the ass to get perpetually fucked by. And please, don't accuse me of being paranoid. I've been predicting this bullshit for the past 2 decades, and all my worst premonitions have come true, like a no-wave Nostradamus. And I don't hate men. I'm just sick of being gang-raped by the patriarchy, a hoodlum elite of greedy, money-grubbing, power-hungry fuckwads that never give a shit about you in the first place. They all lied, cheated, and bullied their way into positions of power. They're all backslapping their butt buddies on the way up to the top of the corporate ladder. And the real evil doers are the corporations who puppeteer the politicians, which are bankrupting the entire planet. Enron, Exxon, Shell, DuPont, Dow Chemical, General Electric, Boeing, Lockheed, Hughes, Martin, who get off on dangling the endless carrot of Western corruption in the face of those who don't want it, won't buy it, can't afford it, can see right through it, and have every right to be pissed off enough to give it as good as they fucking get it, because you reap what you fucking sow. And in the end, it's only we, the people, who are getting screwed. The innocent will always suffer. The guilty will always be set free. Ignorance is bliss. War is peace. And peace is not profitable.
this, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cleaned your house. And this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see
black words to distract you from the red.
heard Ruined doing White Rabbit. Napoleon the 14th did They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha. Alice Donut did Halloween. Lydia Lunch did Women and Children First from her spoken word release entitled In Our Time of Dying. Before Lydia Lunch, you heard Ludacris doing What's Your Fantasy with special guests Shauna Trina and Foxy Brown. Before Ludacris, you heard Dar Williams start off the set with Play the Greed. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is Human Services Needs the Military Budget. And we talked about how skimming off even the most minuscule amounts of the extremely overkill, overbloated military contracting and budgeting and war budget would meet immeasurable human need more than the current state of affairs, where negligence, where insufficient services, lack of quality services are just normalized. And that's another thing. Never normalize injustice. Never normalize the criminal negligence of human need. Yes, it has been the norm. It skyrocketed under Reagan. It never got better. And now it's plummeting faster than ever under W. Numbnuts Bush. But we shall not normalize it. We shall acknowledge it, understand that shaving off even a tiny bit of the overkill, corrupt, inner circle, inbreeding circles of recipients of the great fiscal pie can be transferred to meet human need and not be focused on putting it all towards war profiteering and the interests of the war makers. And speaking of that, are these troops who do buy the lies and find themselves over there, are they going to be shareholders in the oil companies and in Halliburton? I mean, aren't they fighting and dying for lies? Are they going to ever benefit from this? Are they even going to get health care? But are they going to benefit? Shouldn't they be shareholders? They're saying support the troops, so does that mean they should be shareholders? Get in on the pie? It looks to me like they're never going to get a dime out of it. These people who are not fighting are going to get the billions, and the people who are fighting for these profits and the war profiteers like Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Company aren't getting a fucking dime. But I digress. It's time to pay. Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn. We pray that the values of social work, the principles that are like the social worker's Hippocratic Oath, shall be applied, which means to work in the interests of the right choices and dignity of all clients. Provide alternatives, as many options as possible, as many choices as possible, as opposed to the narrow biased agendas of the faith-based programs. Therefore, let all who are remotely in the social work world begin screaming about the faith-based programs, about the so-called pregnancy care centers and other anti-abortion fake clinic-type facilities, about the budget, about the delusional abstinence-only programs, about the 12-step monopoly, about all of the resistance from bozo groups against needle exchange and medical marijuana, and I began treatment for addicts of real drugs. God has spoken and has told us, thou shalt not normalize, including homelessness, the war on drugs, the budget cuts, the fucking with Social Security, the filth in the American insurance industry. Lord, we pray for quality services, real mental health providers, instead of dollar store clinicians like Dr. Phil, or mystical superstition pushers and spiritual counselors. Thank you, Lord. This is Reverend Booker. And I think we have another prayer. This paper is so inaudible. I mean, illegible. Why do I even read this shit? I read it so fast. Oh, somebody fucked with a book burner. First of all, greetings and love to the pro-choice leg, specifically that is Bill Baird and Joni Scott. And they recently spoke. Usually they're spurned by the corporate commercial large orgs in the pro-choice movement. But they were invited, I think it was only on a state level, in New York at a NOW conference. And that was pretty cool. And Bill Baird spoke about the current state of things, history, and fighting the American Christian Taliban and forces of theocracy and anti-choice in the future. And Bill Baird and Joni Scott, the first live guests ever on this show in 2001. And in their inner circle, somebody fucked with that special book burner. So we're going to pray again. Lord, a book burner near and dear to major book burners, Bill Baird and Joni Scott, in their inner circle of the pro-choice league. Somebody fucked with her. Somebody fucked with her head and her heart. And we are asking, Lord, that you, in a humane way, cause his balls to fall off. We want him as ballless as the male Democrats, as Rush Limbaugh, as Bill O'Reilly, as Mark Foley, as Dick Face Hastert. We are asking for healing, and we are asking for full recovery of the splendor of life, the zeal of life, laughter, and broadening of consciousness. Thank you, Lord. Okay, fucked out already. If you tuned in late, we're off next week and returning November 5th. Full details forthcoming at ReverendBookburn.com. A whole shitload of goodies and new links added yesterday. In case you haven't been there, most book burners are pretty good about staying on top of that. Please see the want list if you haven't seen it so far, and see if you can find any of those, any of that music or films. And let's see, we got all the praying done, and we talked about human services. Okay, let's play a track by Melanie Ruin in the background. Heard enough of that. So, let's play a song for Nurse Ratched and the inbreeding king of nepotism at a mental health services providing facility and related. This is Melanie doing a live version of Psychotherapy.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the theories of Freud. He has taught me all the evils
impulses result in paranoid as the id goes marching. To him were all superior, and this complex he imagined made life drearier and drearier, till his analyst assured him that he really was inferior as the id goes marching on. Go running after women till you're just about to fall. You may think you're having fun, but you're not having fun at all as the end goes marching on. You're not singing, you're just clapping. Glory, glory, psychopath. The vagaries of sex have turned half a population into total nervous wrecks. But your analyst will cure you long as you can pay the checks as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. And pains that you can't understand. Compound fractures, ingrown toenails, floating kidneys, trembling hands. There's a secret to your trouble. You're in love with your old man at the end of marching on. Really, very simple, what the psyche tries to hide. A thing is a phallic symbol if it's longer than it's wide, as the id goes marching on.
Understand. It's just a ringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are dogs. Golly Moses, naturally we're punty. Officer Grumpy, we're very upset. We never had the love that every boy ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good!
There is good, there is good, there is good.
Your Honor, my parents treat me rough. With all that marijuana, they won't give me a buff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy on in a dodge, he needs an analyst care. You're just in a roast, how to be cured. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed!
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed.
My grandma's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My father wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes! Oh, Officer Krupke, you're really a swab. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. That's sociologically sick.
I am sick.
We are sick, we are sick, we are sick, sick, sick. Why swab, sociologically we're sick.
Opinion, this child doesn't need his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease!
Let's take him to a social worker!
Social worker, they say we'll make some dough, but be a soda jerker, which means I'll be a schmo. It's not that I'm any social, it's just I'm adding work. Glory Askey, that's why I'm a jerk.
Oh, this is a gravity, you've done it again. This boy of your children is here in the plane. And I just a question of this little student. Take down inside of his damn gun.
We're
good,
we're hardly good.
The trouble is he's drowned.
Monkey, wake up, troubles of our own. Gee, Officer Krupke, we're down on our knees. Cause no one wants a fellow with a social disease. Gee, Officer Krupke, what are we to do? Gee, Officer Krupke, fuck you!
And I've been searching there.
Okay, we have prayed for the state of social services, the shifting of even a tiny amount, even 1% of the overkill military budget to meet human needs, as illustrated in the 1% for Peace campaign. We talked about the external world and justice and making things better for the common good. But we didn't talk about the internal beating that a world of abuse and injustice can have as a toll on the individual. Beaten down by the world of work or unemployment, by the world of domination, not in a fun way, of psychopaths and war criminals and inhumane people, plunges into despair and depression, the lack of confidence, you are unworthy of happiness, you feel. You are unworthy of having a say or an influence in your world. You don't feel worthy of having a say even on a community level. And you feel that nothing is changeable and that you are ill-qualified to be a vital voice and force in your world. That is a bunch of fucking bullshit. And no one is a better reminder of that fact than this band who blew away the city of San Francisco in the late 70s and never got their credit due, the Avengers. This is a song the Reverend hopes you will sing along if you catch on to it, and it is to say bullshit to all feelings of being unworthy on an individual level, on a community level, and on a global level. This is entitled, I Believe in Me.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's hard to be a numbnuts and a fourth-generation war criminal with the blood of millions of civilians on your hands, but I keep on going. I want to support my fellow candidates for these midterm elections. We represent a party of moralizing hypocrites, pedophiles, liars, and corrupt criminals. But we're going to scare the shit out of you with phony scares and alerts. And we'll even let our friend Bin Laden, who we refuse to capture, issue some more videotapes so that you will be scared, piss in your pants, and turn to us and see us as protectors. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, October 22nd, 2006, at RadioVolta.org. And relay information at ReverendBookburn.com. Soon to be broadcasted at RadioForAll.net. We have a special recipient, actually an entity. Asshole of the Week this week is the legislature of the state of Texas. With all of the problems facing the people of Texas, the economy being driven into the ground by its former numbnuts governor, George W. Bush, being the number one state for pollution in the nation, which is quite an accomplishment, the Texas legislature had nothing better to do than to come up with a piece of legislation that bans dildos and other sex toys. That's right. You are a criminal now in the state of Texas if you buy a product of adult pleasure. Thank you to the legislature of the state of Texas. Texas legislatures, everyone who pushed for this legislation or voted for it. You are Asshole of the Week. Definitely heard enough of these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Behind Enemy Lines did The Global Cannibal. Avengers did I Believe in Me. Biff Naked did Bar Scum. Vice Squad did We Came, We Saw. Shlong did G, Officer Krupke, and started off with Melanie doing Psychotherapy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Human Services Needs the Military Budget. And next week we are off. We are returning in 2 weeks on November 5th. Full details and updates always, plus lots of goodies, at ReverendBookburn.com. Write to me, Quail, at sjcdc.org. And be sure to check out the want list at ReverendBookburn.com. And all the new links, if you haven't seen the page since yesterday, the show will probably soon be uploaded at radio4all.net. And let's see. I will see you in 2 weeks. Let's play something delicious to say goodnight by from a benefit compilation entitled This Just In, a benefit for indie media. This is Enemy U doing Wasted Years. Good night.
Dr. Timothy Leary takes up his part of the tale of the tribe in a Mexican hut and brings his discovery to Harvard harmoniously. And there begins the political battle. Black and white magic has become publicly visible for a generation. Dr. Leary is a hero of American consciousness. He encountered discoveries in his field which confounded him and his own technology. He arrived beyond the boundaries of